Exploring the West through Go FFA. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Berniston. Four West Tennessee FFA chapters took a Greyhound bus to Oklahoma and Texas recently to spend a little more than a week finding out about agriculture in the West.
It's been very exciting for our kids because the vast difference of the agriculture. We've been the last couple of years in our community seeing more center pivots and watering of crops and things like that, but you don't get the full extent of it until the kids were getting on Google Maps and looking at the huge crop circles and then actually being able to see them as we drove down the road. We just don't have that.
Laura Moss is the agriculture teacher at Paris FFA chapter, and she got a surprise when she found out the manager of the dairy farm at Avalanche Jerseys in Dalhart, Texas, was a former judging teammate of hers. She says the students learned a lot and got ideas for their future goals.
Through the trip itself, knowing that I'm going to major in ag communications, there really is a need for other chapters to be able to do this. So I am looking into maybe making a business of it one day, going to school for communications, and I want other chapters to be involved in this because all students and those that are graduated really do need to know that there's more out there. They need to see more than just in their region.
Elena Smith just graduated from Munford High School and plans to go to the University of Tennessee at Knoxville to major in agriculture communications. This trip also gave her comparisons to her family's operation back home.
My experience has been extremely interesting. My favorite stop was the feed lot at Hitch Enterprises. I do come from a very, very small cattle farm compared to them. The one thing that stood out in my mind was the size that they have. It was such a small family farm that started over 100 years ago and has grown into a multi-thousand acre family corporation. They can actually hold 46,000 head of cattle, and we had the privilege while we were there that they had 35,000 on the feedlot at that time.
A great trip all around for these 30 students and agricultural teachers from West Tennessee. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.